Blog Talk Radio.
Waking up to smells of burnt rubber, smoldering campfire, and barbecue sauce. I was there. Cheering on the drivers you love and booing the ones you don't. While watching them battle the baddest track in NASCAR, you can bet I was there. Escape reality for a weekend at Talladega.
Experience the Geico 500 April 29th through May 1st. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Rowdy Maglite, and you've got Rowdy Maglite racing tonight. We've got Thomas the Moose Prater coming on, the driver of the number 9 Max Force racing team. And I'm fixing to bring Thomas on now. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being on, Thomas. I tell you, it's getting down to the gun now. We got Nashville coming up, what, in 11 days now till we hit the fairgrounds.
Yes, sir. It's coming on up. You definitely can tell it here at the Max Force Racing Shop 2. We're wide open down here getting cars ready to go. We're actually taking a backup car as with our primary car to Nashville, so I've had to get two cars ready to go, but if I need to use it, it'll be ready to go, so I'm glad for that.
You're all steel body, too, for this race, aren't you?
Correct, yes, sir.
Composite. Yeah, so no composite body on this yet?
No, sir. My dad told me that if I wanted to get a composite body, I had to destroy one good enough that we couldn't save anything on the race car.
Well, let's go steel for a while.
Yeah.
Moose, kind of what, you know, being in Mobile, Alabama, and racing on the ARCA circuit there, it's kind of, being so far south, that's kind of a tough deal to do, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it really is. And whenever we started in the ARCA series, we thought to ourselves, you know, like, we need to use everyone in North Carolina. You know, we were going back and forth from North Carolina, you know, two or three times a month. And then we sat down and was like, you know, this is stupid of us. We're not thinking right. You know, everybody we were using in North Carolina, we had someone that did the same thing in Mobile, Alabama. So once we, you know, started using transmission guys in Mobile, body guys in Mobile, painting guys in Mobile, you know, and the list goes on, things got a lot easier for us. Of course, you know, we still rent our gears from North Carolina. We still get all our parts from Roush Performance. Or I guess it's SRI now. I have to correct myself. We still get a lot of stuff shipped in, but we're not making near as many trips to North Carolina as we were 3 years ago.
Last year, you kind of run into a little problems with your rig running up. What race was that y'all broke down? About a couple hours out of Mobile, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We broke down in Fort Deposit, Alabama, which is about 140 miles out of Mobile. I think we were on the way to Pocono. And I guess we were lucky that we broke down in Fort Deposit, because I think everybody in the town of Fort Deposit, Alabama, came and lend us a hand in getting our trailer back on the road. And we were real fortunate to have such great people to help us get going again. I mean, it was a bizarre deal having the truck separated from the trailer. So it was a really bizarre deal, and we're glad it didn't happen whenever we were going 70 miles an hour down the road.
Well, I heard what a great story it was, and how it seemed like the whole town kind of united to get y'all back on the road and got you. Actually, y'all made it in time, and I believe you're correct. It was Pocono, which is that's quite a haul from Mobile, Alabama to Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir, it is. And, you know, we make a lot of hauls coming out of Mobile, Alabama. The beginning of the season is our favorite because all of our trips are less than 10 hours because it's still cold and snowing up in the north. So After that, after Talladega, you know, it's at least 12 hours to everywhere we're going.
Thomas, on your crew, you pretty much have the UNA apprenticeship kids on your team as your pit crew. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir, we do. We have, I think we have six UNA kids. Yes, sir.
That's a blessing all of its own to have kids that want to be involved and come and help you out on race weekend, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it really is. You know, I can't say enough about the University of Northwestern Ohio. You know, they give these kids an opportunity that don't have any direction on how to get into racing. They give them an opportunity to get to the racetrack. And, you know, the kids that come to the racetrack, they have the drive, they have the determination to be in racing. They don't have any direction. And once they come to us, you know, they don't know very much. And it, you know, I take it upon myself, me and my dad do, to teach them everything that we can. So whenever they do graduate and they do find a real job in racing and not just their internship, you know, they'll be prepared. And, we sure have a lot of them. We got a good group of them right now. I actually have Adam Lowe in the shop with me this week. I think they're on spring break or in between semesters. He's actually been with me. This will be his fourth season with me this year. And he actually came down to Mobile on a spring break instead of going to do something fun to work on race cars.
I think working on race cars is fun, Moose. Yeah, if I had my choice, I believe I'd soon to go work on a race car. Save my money for after the race party.
Oh yes, sir. That's you know, unfortunately, we usually, since we live so far away, after the race, we usually are doing everything we can to get back to Mobile so we can get ready for the next week. So we don't usually get to partake in the after race party.
Well, I know down in Daytona, I was lucky enough to meet one of the parents of one of the young men that works on your team, and they were surely proud of him being there. And you know, y'all run a great operation. You know, it's you know, you and your dad, you've got great equipment, you know, and you can see the presence on the track with your group. You know, you're not always winning the races, but you're always up in the top, up moving towards the top. Daytona, you qualified what, 20th at Daytona? Thomas,
I think it was 20. Yes, sir. That's 20th, I believe, is right. Yes, sir.
Where was you at, Thomas? I, you know, since we hadn't moved on to another race and we're still talking about the Lucas Oil 250, on the second or third lap, where was you at when that melee? I would think sitting back in 20th, you were sitting in pretty decent shape to move around when you seen everything, the smoke forming in front of you.
Well, you know, we're all in that big pack, and whenever that big wreck started, you know, you say that you're pretty safe to move around. I think everyone in that pack was not safe. You know, everybody was going everywhere, and I actually was fortunate enough to dive down to the bottom. I think the car in front of me hit someone, and I went back up on the racetrack around them, and we made it through. The only thing that I did hit, which I just figured out recently, is I had a dent on my nose and I didn't know where it was from, and I actually hit the the in the pit road cone. I actually hit it with my right front nose and it put a dent in it.
I guess the only place to been safe was been in front of the in front of that crowd, but it took out what, 9 contenders right off the bat, which were pretty good cars. All 9 were pretty decent front runners.
Yeah, you know, that was actually our first time running the Ilmor engine, and I got to say, I got to give it to ARCA that I think that with the Ilmor engine, it's made for better racing at Daytona and Talladega. You know, we were 2 and 3 wide the entire race, and it was so much fun being in the race car. And you know, I was just glad that I was fortunate enough to finish the race and have a good finish.
Thomas, I'm going to that Ilmor motor. And y'all run the old Legacy Motors, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're only scheduled right now to run the Elmore Motor at Daytona and Talladega. Hopefully we can pick up a few more races, but we're still running the Roush Yates engines at the, if you want to call them, the Legacy Motors at the short tracks and the intermediate tracks.
What was the, I mean, when you was trying to throttle up and to make a pass, the difference between the Elmore and the Legacy Motor, was there a big difference in the?
Well, you know, the way that it is now with the smaller restrictor plate on there, you know, it just kind of, they kill the motors, the Legacy Motors, whereas to with the Elmore motor, I mean, I was 20 car lengths back and thought I was going to lose the draft pack, and I sucked up to the end of the pack there, and I mean, I closed the 20 car length gap going down the back straightaway. And with the Legacy motor, I would have never been able to do that, much less even try be able to keep up.
Well, you know, gas played a big part of the finish of that race. How was you sitting with gas? Did y'all come in and take an early pit?
Well, I think the last caution that came out, I think we came in and got some gas. We got mixed up there at the end we were trying to split a car after, I think, whenever Sean Corr broke, it kind of got us separated from the pack, and we were catching back up, and we're trying to go around another car. And whenever we got up to him, somebody fell in behind him, and so he started picking back speed up, but we were three wide, so all the guys that were in front of us just kind of separated from us. And without a caution, it just kind of is what it was. And so I think we ended up finishing 14th, but I feel like we definitely had a top 10 car.
Well, you know, 14 is pretty good. That's not bad I know you just wanting better, but at least you went home with your car, which is the most important part. 14th and go home with your car altogether after that race was pretty much a miracle almost on there.
Yes, sir, it really was. And you know, I say that I wish we would have finished better, but, you know, I was really proud of my team and proud of everything that we accomplished that weekend at Daytona. And I'm looking forward to Talladega. Hopefully we'll have a good run there too.
Thomas, you're kind of involved. Before we move on, you and your dad kind of was involved together on the K&N series coming to Mobile a few weeks ago. Y'all pretty much honored was that your home football team that won the state championship last year? Is that?
Well, yes, sir. It was the football team that I played on when I was in high school. I mean, I wish I was still in high school, but I just turned 26, so I'm actually getting kind of old in the racing standards these days. So, but yeah, they actually have won state championship back to back now. So, me and AJ McCarron played on the first state championship team at St. Paul's Episcopal School in Mobile, Alabama. And now since then they have won two more state championships.
So they've got three, and y'all just opened the door for the other two, didn't you?
Correct. That's what we just got them started, and now they just keep bringing them in.
You also did a little honor for Kenny Stabler because your family was kind of involved with Kenny Stabler. Is that correct?
Well, yes, sir. When I was 21, 22, I was running late models at Mobile in Pensacola, and he was coming out with a new wine that he had, and he was on our race car for 2 years, I believe, and he was really just a great guy. He had awesome stories. He was just always fun to be around, and he always loved coming to the racetrack, and I was sad to hear when he passed away. You know, he would have loved being at the K&N race the other day. You know, he just loved being in racing. He loved, you know, being in the middle of everything, and he was just a great guy.
Well, it was great for y'all to honor him. down in Mobile at the track. That I tell you, that MI, that's a great track, that little Mobile International track. It's a fun place to watch a race, and I really enjoyed watching the ARCA guys run there. But I hate we're not there, but we're not there. We've moved on, and we're moving on to Nashville next. How'd you do last year at Nashville, Thomas?
I believe we finished 10th at Nashville last year.
Was that your first time to ever race it at Nashville at the fairgrounds?
Yes, sir, it was, and I really loved that place. After making 5 laps of practice there, I was like, man, this place is awesome here. So I think we ended up finishing 10th there last year, and hopefully we'll do a little bit better this year.
Kind of what got you involved? Your dad told me he got involved with the Richard Petty driving mixes, and when he got out, he said he was buying him a race car. Well, I did the same thing, except I just decided to go hang out at the tracks instead of racing on a race car. So that's how I come into it, was my brother gave me the Dale Jarrett at Talladega. And it was the most incredible experience of my life, 175 miles an hour, and it felt like I was riding down the interstate on a railroad train.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Whenever my dad first started racing, I think I was 4 or 5. I was young. Yeah, I'd say he was the oldest rookie ever in racing. But, you know, when you're growing up, you want to be exactly like your dad and do whatever he wants to do. And, you know, before then, or still there for a little while, we were hunting and fishing every weekend and racing every other weekend. And then the boat went away and the hunting camp went away and, you know, all our fishing stuff went away. And we just kind of focused on racing. So when I was 8 years old, I started driving go-karts. And now I'm 26, and I never in my wildest dreams think that I would have made it this far, in racing and been able to do what I have gotten to do. You know, I tell people all the time, if racing went away tomorrow, I would be sad, but I would also be humbled because I've gotten to do everything that I've ever dreamed of doing.
Boy, and you know, Thomas, you've raced. ARCA goes to a lot of great old tracks. The Hall of Famers, I mean, you know, when you start talking about Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt and Darrell Waltrip racing it just, for instance, at Kentucky Speed or the Nashville Fairgrounds. I mean, you're on hollow ground when you go down there. And then, you take Daytona, Talladega, Selma, or Salem. There's a lot of great tracks that ARCA goes to that a lot of great, great, awesome drivers have been to. That's got to be humbling.
Yes, sir. It's really fun, you know, it's really cool with the tracks that have, you know, years and years of history. And then you go to some tracks where, you know, you go out there and practice and you get out of the car and there's Ryan Newman, there's Dale Earnhardt Jr., you know, making practice laps right behind you. So, you know, it's really cool to go to some of the tracks that the big guys race at, and it's also cool to go to the track, the short tracks, you know, all over the United States that have so much history, like Winchester, like Salem, the Nashville Fairgrounds, and all the places like that.
Well, probably to me, the track that I like the best as far as going is probably Michigan International Speedway. That's pretty fast track there, isn't it, Thomas? I've never been on it.
Yeah, well, they say it at Michigan, every time you go off into the corner, you got to have some kind of serious commitment to your race car every time you go off into the corner there, because you are hauling the mail. And you know, it really is a fun racetrack. I have a lot of fun at all the mile and a half racetracks, especially the intermediate racetrack, especially Pocono.
Have you got one track that's kind of what you want to call your track that you like to drive?
Well, it used to be Mobile, you know, and I love racing in Mobile. I grew up racing there. But now I love going to Pocono. It's probably my favorite intermediate track, and Salem is probably my favorite short track now.
That's Salem. It's progressive banking, isn't it? Like 36, 39 degree banking there, like a bow.
Yes, sir, it is. It's very, very unique, and you know, you just got to drive it. I think I went there probably 5 or 6 times before I figured out how to get around that place, and I feel like I'm still learning every lap I make. But it really is a very unique racetrack, and it's a lot of fun to race at.
Thomas, do you like the qualifying the way it's set up with going out to 5 cars at a time, or would you rather be single?
You know, I think it's I do like the group qualifying from a race team perspective, because it's a lot cheaper to do it like that for us, since you don't have to go down to Daytona and test for 3 days and run single car runs just to figure out, you know, how you can gain a couple hundredths of a tenth. And so I think the group qualifying is better for, you know, the race teams, and I think it's better for the fans to watch. You know, I think if, you know, everyone was able to get on board before qualifying and stay in a pack and, you know, have a little bit more time than 4 minutes like we had in Daytona this year to kind of move around a little bit and find out who's faster and stuff like that, I think it would be a little bit better. But, you know, ARCA's changing things up, and I like that they keep changing things and keep it different. That way it keeps everybody on their toes.
I think I like the group qualifying. It makes it a little bit more exciting than the single car qualifying. Moving on to dirt, what do you think about the coin in Southern Illinois on the dirt?
Well, my first race on dirt was 3 years ago at Springfield or the coin. I can't remember which one it was. And, you know, it was just so aggravating to me at first, because it didn't matter what I did to the car or what I tried to do to the car, I couldn't make it look like Ken Schrader's car. And, you know, I couldn't make it look like everybody else's car. And I just, you know, I knew what I needed to do, but I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't figure it out at all. And this past year, we had a guy named Joe Cooksey come on board and help us at the dirt races, and he told me exactly what I needed to do. And, you know, I picked up so much time at the racetracks there, and I love being on the dirt now, because I can actually, when I try to get it in my mind that I'm about to do something, I can actually do it now. You know, on dirt, of course, I can still get a lot better, but it's night and day difference from where I was at the first time I was on dirt to last year.
So everything on asphalt's completely backwards on dirt.
Oh yes, sir. You can take everything you've always learned on asphalt racing and just throw it right out the window.
Before we move on out of that, what probably is one of the, back to Mobile International, have you actually run off the track at Mobile?
Oh yes, sir. I started racing there when I was 16, and I think I've been off and hit everything that you can about hit over there. So
it makes for a great show if you can see them when they go over the side. And you know, at least it's bad that you're out of the race, but most of the time you don't tear your car up too bad when you go off.
Yes, sir. I think one of my favorite things to watch is when a guy goes off turn 3 and 4 and he gets it fired back up and drives up the entrance and comes back on the racetrack and goes back racing. You know, I think that's so cool, to where if it had a wall, you know, you'd be taking your car home to rebuild it, everything, because I'm sure you go so fast there, I'm sure that wall would hurt pretty bad.
Yeah. Thomas, I've got a couple of callers. Would you take a caller too?
Yeah, of course.
All right. I'm going to bring, I believe this is Todd from Watkins Glen. He's from upstate New York. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good, Rowdy. How are you?
I'm doing great. You got Thomas the Moose Prater here, driver of the number 9 Max Force out of Mobile, Alabama. What's your question for Thomas?
Well, Thomas, I enjoy following you on Facebook and keeping up with all your progress, and I enjoy, you know, hearing the stories.
Yes, sir. Now, I really appreciate you keeping up with us.
If you're at Poconos this year for the first race, I will see you there. I heard you talk about the difference in the two motors. Which motor do you like the best?
Well, right now, ARCA is really not giving us a choice because they're detuning us so much running the legacy motors that you kind of have to run the fuel injection, the Elmore motor. Of course, I would love to run the Roush motors because we have, I think we got 6 or 7 of them here at our shop, so I would love to run them. And I think that if they still ran them open with no restriction, I think that they would compete pretty well with the fuel injection.
All right, well, that was my one question I had for you because, you know, I've heard you guys talk about a few different things, so I wanted to find out what you like best, and I'm looking forward to keeping up with you with your awesome year.
Yeah, man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for following us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. All right, Thomas, I got another one here. I believe this is Don Witt. Hey, Don.
Well, hey, how are you? Moose, how are you doing?
Hey, you're,
I'm good, man.
You're
how
on
are
with
you?
Thomas.
Yeah, you know, I helped Wayne Peterson. I'm sure you know him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's just, he's toying with the idea of going to the Elmore motor. But, you know, he's got so many cars that he'd have to change everything on, you know, to put one in there. But that's in his plans, you know. It's just on a tight budget that he is, you know, it's kind of hard to do.
Well, yeah, it's very true. It's very true. We're kind of in the same situation, you know.
Yeah.
An Elmore motor is $40,000 before
yeah.
you can even receive it.
Yeah. But y'all are winning races, and we're still waiting to win one or two.
Well, yes, sir. I think we are too. We actually haven't won a race in the ARCA series yet, so we're waiting to win
oh, yeah?
one or two also.
I thought you had.
No, sir. I sure wish I had.
Well, since the end finger's not in there anymore, maybe you can come up.
Yeah, hopefully another guy from Alabama can win a few instead of anything. He stole all the wins
yeah.
last year.
Yeah, he stole nearly every one of them, I believe. But,
he sure did.
You know, hey, and I grew up in Moss Point, but I left Moss Point in '85, so you weren't even around.
That's true. I wasn't yet. I don't know if I was thinking. I don't know if they were thinking about having me around yet or not, but I wasn't around.
But when you go to Pocono, you got Pocono, then you turn around, or you got Michigan, then you turn around and go to Pocono and stuff like that. You don't drive all the way back to Mobile, do you?
Well, it depends on you know where we're at with our race cars that we have. I don't think we did last year. We stayed up in the outskirts of Detroit last year. We actually one of our sponsor distributor Michigan Valve they let us work out of their shop, so we were able to stay up there for 2 weeks versus coming all the way back to Mobile. But we have done it before. It's you know, it's a long haul, that's for sure.
Well, it is, you know, and as high as fuel was a couple of years ago, it'd make it rough.
Yeah, it really did. You know, I think we ended up saving like $6,000 or $8,000 last year because of how low fuel was.
Yeah. I kind of wish that they would, which they won't ever do it, let y'all run the Nashville Super Speedway out in Gladeville. But
I loved going to that place when it was open.
Yeah. You know, you never got to run there, but. But it was nice. I wish they'd bring it back over there. But Nashville's interesting. The fairgrounds.
Yes, sir, it really is. It really is.
You know? And Salem, I don't know whether you know it or not, but Salem looks like an old, wore-out Bristol.
Yeah, I will go for that. Yes, sir.
You know, that's what everybody says it is, you know. But, something about it, you run the low side in one and two, and you run the high in three and four.
Correct.
I don't know why y'all do that, but it's building momentum is what it is, I guess.
Yeah,
there's just a wall there's a wall out there that wants to stop you.
Well, it's just kind of where the groove is there, you know. The groove is kind of in the middle at one and two, and there's just really no grip outside of the middle in one and two. And of course, there's all the grip is up there at the top of three and four, especially since they paved it over there now.
Oh, they did. They have paved it.
Well, they just paved turn three and four.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, maybe that'll put y'all a little more grip down there in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir. I hope so.
That's your long. That's your short. You race there on Sunday, and then you have to turn around and be in Talladega on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
2-day turnaround. But last I heard, we're taking a Ford and we're taking a Dodge to Nashville.
All right, yeah, there you go. Hopefully,
it's what I believe we're taking. And the Rowdy might know what's in what, you know, but. And then the chicken car, I guess you've heard of that one, ain't you?
Yes, sir, the red and yellow one?
Yeah, that's our Talladega Daytona car. It was a Clint Bowyer car that won a couple of races at Talladega, and then Wayne actually was able to get it from Childers. You know, so it's been a pretty decent car.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's really cool.
It is, you know. But so how'd you come across? How'd you get the nickname Moose? AJ didn't give it to you, did he?
Oh no, sir. I guess it was from the time I was about 12 to 18. I was sponsored by the Outdoor Channel, and they had their logo was a big moose, so they called me Tom Moose, and then it just went to the Moose, and it's kind of stuck from there.
What does it make? Oh, okay. All right.
Sometimes those nicknames have a way of sticking, Thomas. Mine is stuck to me. And I just explain it. I'm just two guys with two different personalities. I got my racing one and my the guy that works for racing money and insurance.
Yeah, I understand that.
But, you know, you talked about Ryan Newman. He got his start there in ARCA.
Yes, sir, he sure did,
and
along with Kyle Busch.
Yeah, Kyle Busch did too, you know, and a lot of them have come up through there, you know.
Yes, sir, they sure have. The ARCA series is definitely a great place to race in.
You know, I'm really not a Kyle Busch fan, you know. But, he's winning races, though. He's winning more truck races than anything.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John,
he definitely gets it done in anything.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, brother. Thomas, what do you think? I mean, there's not a big difference in Hoosier and General Tire, is there?
I haven't tested the new short track tire yet, but they say that, you know, it's basically the same tire, just with a different logo on it.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep hearing, too. It's basically the same tire. And, you know, Hoosier's always brought a good tire just to the track.
Yes, sir, that's true. That's very true. We've never had any issues with their tires, so hopefully we can keep not having issues with General Tire.
How long have you been in ARCA now?
I've raced three full seasons, and before that, I raced I want to say, 4 or 5 times. I raced twice for Andy Belmont, and raced twice, did 2 starting parks for Venerini. And then I got hooked up with Wayne Hickson for 2 years. I raced for him for 2 years. And then last year we opened up our own team and ran our first full season in ARCA.
That Wayne's good. Another one of the good guys to learn a lot from, Wayne Hickson.
Yes, sir. He really is. You know, I lived in Saudi Daisy for 3.5 months, I guess the second year that I raced for him. And, you know, it's a small town in Tennessee, and everybody knows Wayne, and Wayne is truly a great guy. Him and Crystal are great people to work with, and you know, without Wayne and Crystal, I wouldn't be. I probably would have never gotten as far as I did in the ARCA series. And you know, he really taught me a lot. He taught me more about how, you know, not just about the cars, but about the business model and the ARCA series and all that stuff, and the best way to do things and the best cost-effective ways. And you know, I really just can't thank him enough for everything that he did for me over the years.
Well, I think I've been, this is my fourth year, and I remember seeing you driving for Wayne for 2 years, and then you broke out on your own. And, you know, you and your dad do a great job, Thomas. I mean, I'm here to tell you, y'all always come to the track with a great-looking car. Everybody looks great when they're out on the track. And, you know, you go home. I never see, you don't go home too beat up. Your cars usually go home, which means you're doing something right.
Yes, sir. Well, I really appreciate the kind words. You know, I wish I could say that I've never made a mistake in a race car, but, you know, I've made a few, and I've tore a few cars up, but luckily it's not every week.
Thomas, you know, if somebody told us that, you know, they'd be lying, so we don't, they might as well skip over and don't waste their breath.
Yes, sir. That's very true.
When you start putting other people around you and they're going the same speed, if not faster, and some slower, it's kind of hard to stay clean during the whole race.
Yes, sir, it is. And, you know, that's just how racing goes. And, you know, for some reason, we work all week long, all night long, drive 12, 14 hours just to tear up a piece of metal on the first lap. You know, so there's got to be something wrong with us, but I sure do love racing.
Well, you know, the racing has really gotten better the last few years too. I mean, you don't see the wrecks that you used to see. And I'm thinking that Daytona was kind of something that's just out of the way this year, but you usually, in the last few years, we hadn't seen that many wrecks like that.
Yes, sir, that's very true. And, you know, like I said, I'm glad that no one got hurt in that wreck. And I'm also glad that we were able to get by there without messing anything up.
Well, Thomas, if you want to get out here and let you tell your social media site and where everybody can come and locate you and Facebook and everything.
Yeah, no, my Facebook is Thomas Prater, and so is my Twitter. You know, I gotta thank my sponsors, DK Locke, John Thompson and Associates, Alabama Painter Supply, Dewitt's Battery, Air Gas. You know, the list goes on. There's everybody here in Mobile is rooting for Max Force Racing, and we couldn't really do it without them.
Well, I know Mobile, and Mobile's a great city, and I know that the people of Mobile's behind y'all, which means a lot to have a city as big as Mobile behind you. And with y'all tied in like you are, Mobile's just a great place to race. I mean, there's a lot of racing going on within a 75-mile radius of Mobile, a lot of great tracks.
Yes, sir, there really is. And like I said, I was fortunate to grow up in a city and in a state that has a lot of racing and a lot of places to go race and have a good time.
Well, Thomas, I'll see you at the Music City 200 in 11 days and looking forward to seeing you. And I appreciate you coming on and looking forward to having you back on again and tell your family I said hello, because I know y'all are a great racing family.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that. We've been doing it for a long time, and I hopefully we can keep on doing it. But I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to being on again sometime soon.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it, sir. Have a great evening.
Yes, sir. You too.
Groundfog gonna come on and give us the weather forecast for spring break down in Panama City Beach. Are you there, Patchy Groundfog?
Patchy's right here. He's right now. And the forecast for today is light, turning to mostly dark towards tomorrow. The weather today, it looks good. We've got blue skies. You wouldn't believe how much there's no clouds in the skies. Wednesday is looking good for us. And then Thursday and Friday, we're looking for a little rain, maybe 1 to 2 inches. What's all that noise in the background? We've got 78 to 80 degree temperatures. Friday is going to be in the 80s with a little slight rain. Saturday and Sundays, we got 20% rain, but it's going to be gorgeous. So if you feel so inclined, come down to Panama City Beach. All the spring breakers are off our beach. Come on down.
Looking to it there, Patchy Ground Fog. I appreciate you coming on and doing the weather for us. And if you see the spring breakers, tell her Rowdy said,
Well, we'll tell the spring breakers to get the devil out of here. We
till
just love them,
there.
But they don't. They're all going over to Panama City. So come on down anytime you want to. It's a family place to stay.
I appreciate it there, Patchy Ground Fog. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be looking to talk to you then.
All right, sir. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. The Music City 200. That's at the Nashville Fairgrounds, April the 8th and 9th. Tony Formosa there. Just called the Speedway office. They've got tickets. They've got group tickets. It's a great place, a historical place to watch a race, to sit in the grandstands. It's been there for years. I think actually the horse it started with horse racing back in the late 1800s. So it's really a great place to come out with the kids and spend the day. Tony and his group, Joe, puts on a great show. It'll be well worth your money. They start on the 8th on a Friday night, and the ARCA race is on the 9th, which will be on a Saturday. And I believe that start time on that is going to be, and that's where we're at here. Until next week, I'm Rowdy Maglite with Rowdy Maglite Racing. Should be a great show again next week. Got a couple of drivers going to be on. We'll have Patchy Ground Fog back with us. And until then, I'm Rowdy Maglite signing off, keeping that light shining down here in Alabama. Talk to you next week.